Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. I thought it might be a good idea to take a stroll ourselves in the Vatican Gardens now with my former colleague, Arthur Baum.
Most people will have heard of the Vatican Hill. It is actually not one of the seven hills of Rome, but it is a hill on the other bank of the Tiber. St. Peter's, the Basilica and the Square are at the foot of this hill. And the Vatican palaces and the museums are around the foot of this hill. Behind these buildings, on the hill itself, are the so-called Vatican Gardens. So they're all part of this tiny little Vatican state of 110 acres.
But they're not open to the public at all?
They're open to visitors in groups. You can't walk in them privately as you might into a public park, but you can apply at St. Peter's Square. There is a tourist office, and regular tours of the gardens with a guide are arranged. So it is quite possible for any visitor to Rome to go through the gardens.
And what can they see once they get there?
They see a very beautiful, typically Italian garden, but in a way much greener than most Italian gardens, because there's plenty of water to keep them fresh. By an Italian garden, I mean what in England is generally considered Elizabethan, very formal, alleys and ways and hedges and small flower beds, not in the natural landscape gardening that became popular in England later, but in this very, very formal geometrical pattern of gardening. The Vatican Gardens are particularly beautiful because they are on the hill, therefore they can use all the benefit of this slope of the hill to get lovely effects. There are plenty of trees, and the flower beds, the lawns, which is unusual in Rome, are well kept because there is this sprinkling system to keep them well watered. So the whole effect is very refreshing to walk through them. There are also various little buildings, little summer houses put up at different periods in the last few centuries on the Vatican Hill. And there are lots of fountains. Fountains are a great thing in Rome, and the Vatican Gardens have several. There's one fountain, for example, in the form of an altar, where the play of the water actually imitates candles on the altar. There's the so-called galley fountain, a lovely old ship with the cannon of the ship spouting out water. The gardens, incidentally, are not old. These buildings are, and the fountains too, they go back for two or three centuries. But the actual gardens, the present layout, is modern. They were only begun in this way after the Vatican State was founded in 1929. So that the gardens themselves, there's nothing ancient or traditional about them in that way. At the highest point of the hill is the building belonging to Vatican Radio. If you go behind this building onto the other side of the hill, you find yourself in what's almost like a natural wood of Italian trees, certain oaks, laurels and trees of that kind, which you find in Mediterranean countries. And this is not at all set out. It's simply woodland. That is what the whole of the Vatican Gardens were like until 1929. And the modern layout is therefore comparatively new. When you go to this other part, beside the building for the Vatican Radio, there's a long wall and it collects all the sun, and that's been beautifully made use of for a cactus garden. It's a cactus garden of about 20 or 30 yards in length with every imaginable kind of cactus growing in it. Of course, it's well sheltered with a glass roof to protect it from what little winter there may be in Rome. And one of the great attractions is, in fact, I like to call it Vatican Radio's Cactus Garden, by our building there.
And my thanks there to my former colleague, Arthur Baum, for taking us on a leisurely stroll in the Vatican Gardens. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.